Today on Hands On Photography, I'm going to talk about you being just the most perfect photographer on the planet. No, I'm not, because that doesn't even exist. We are all screw ups when it comes to photography on some level. You're going to make some mistakes. We're going to talk about those mistakes and we're going to have a little fun with it. Y'all stay tuned.
This is Twit.
Listeners of this program get an ad-free version if they're members of Club Twit. $7 a month gives you ad-free versions of all of our shows, plus membership in the Club Twit Discord, a great clubhouse for Twit listeners. And finally, the Twit Plus feed with shows like Stacy's Book Club, The Untitled Linux Show, The Giz Fizz, and more. Go to twit.tv/clubtwit, and thanks for your support.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I am Ant Pruitt, and this is Hands On Photography here on Twit TV. I hope y'all are doing well. I am unbelievable, as always. On this show, I like to sit down and share different tips and tricks that are going to help make you a better photographer as well as a better post-processor. And this week, we're not necessarily getting into post-processing and stuff like that, but we are going to talk about some general tips and some screw-ups, if you will, because let me go ahead and tell you, none of us are perfect photographers, and we will all screw up at some point out and about on a shoot, whether it's professional, whether it's just for hobbyists or enthusiasts. You're going to make some mistakes and totally screw something up or just have some bad luck. But we'll get into that momentarily. Before we do that, let me say welcome to all of our brand new listeners to the show. Welcome to you, and welcome to you that are brand new subscribers. And if you haven't subscribed just yet, go ahead and subscribe right now in whatever podcast application you're using. We have a YouTube channel. We have the Apple Podcasts. Yes, Apple Podcasts. And we have Spotify, and we have whatever the heck Google uses. Bunch of options, folks. So go ahead and subscribe and go ahead and leave me a nice little star rating and comment because that does help out the show. And then when you've done doing all of that, make sure you share it with everybody else that you know. Say, hey, make sure y'all go check out Ant Pruitt's Hands On Photography. It's a great podcast. Well, you don't really have to say that, but just share it out. I truly appreciate you helping to grow the Hands On Photography community. And also make sure you check out the website, twit.tv/hop. That's twit.tv/HOP for Hands On Photography. And you'll see all of the subscription options there, as well as our previous show notes and previous episodes. Okay, that's out of the way. Let's get started with this week's chat. So this week is a bit different. You know, we've been doing a couple of different modules of going through post-processing of images and so forth and doing a video production module and things like that. And we're going to get back to that stuff at some point soon. But I wanted to share a bit of a oops moment, if you will, in the world of photography. And this actually comes from one of our listeners here in the Hands On Photography community. And it's from my man, Mr. Joe Hawk. But yes, this is when I normally pull up the email that they send in. But this is a little different this time. So I'm going to change my screen and pull up the feedback. So let me just hit this little button here and check out this feedback.
Buonasera, Anthony Pruitt.
Buonasera.
This is Joseph Hawk and my daughter, Hannah. We are in Italy at the Riva del Sol
beach
resort, taking pictures of the nice sunset. It's an all right sunset. Anyway, I'm here shooting, and while I'm shooting, I've got my Canon R and my 7200 lens and my polarizer, and I was thinking about this story from back in the day, several years ago when I was in Italy taking photos in the town of Lucca. And for anybody who doesn't know, Lucca has, it's a walled city, it's a fortified city. And they've got these beautiful towers. So I go up one of these towers and I, you know, stairs and stairs. It was probably like 8, 9, 10 stories. I don't remember how many, but I do remember The moment that I was adjusting my polarizer on the front of my camera, and I took a photo, and I brought my camera down, and it fell off. And I heard it hit the building across the street, shattering, and then further shattering as it hit the pavement down below. And I am still thankful that it didn't hit anyone. Probably my biggest oops moment as a photographer. And I wanted to send this to you in a video. And I don't know, maybe challenge your other viewers to post a video like this as well. What's your biggest oops moment? Or, you know, whatever. Thanks for being there, Anthony, and thanks for all that you do. And Joseph Hawk out.
Thanks. Oh, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. My man, Joe Hawk, thanks so much for sending that in. And I got to tell you, I love that idea. Mr. Hawk has been featured on the show here previously. If you go back to episode 99, he was a photographer that was, again, hanging out in Italy. And he sent this photo. It's a beautiful photo, but he didn't necessarily get the feedback he was expecting. You know, it was basically, you know, wasn't getting the likes and things like that. And we talked about it and walked through some potential reasons why it didn't really connect with other folks. But go check out episode 99 back in October 2021, according to my screen here. Mr. Victor will have it pop up on the screen, and I'll have a link to it in the show notes. But thank you again, Mr. Joe, for sending that over. And I got to tell you, that's a funny video. And boy, woo, it's also a little bit cringy. I haven't had that happen to me, but man, that would... Ooh, that could have been really bad. It was bad, but it could have been really bad and a lot worse, because that filter had hit someone as it fell down all of those stories. Oh, wow. That could have been really bad. So you're asking, so what are some of my oops moments, or some of the other hands-on photography listeners' oops moments? I will share one of mine that comes to mind. And this didn't happen on a professional set or anything like that. You know, with me and a client, this was something that has happened with me twice, and it did not happen a third time, because after the second time, I was like, nope, this will never, ever happen again. And this is with me going out shooting either street photography. And the other instance was I was going on a hike to go do some sunset photography out on this lake, and I had to walk through this long trail that was about a mile and a half one way just to get to said lake so I can get to the beautiful sunset that I was hoping to see. And lo and behold, when I get there to the spot and set up my tripod and you know, get everything squared away with the shot, got it all framed up, no SD card. No daggum SD card. So next, I grab my bag. I grab my backpack that has all of my gear in it, and I'm fumbling through all of the gazillion pockets of my backpack. No SD card in there either. So what happened? The only thing I could do was take a photograph with my phone, because I had my phone with me, fortunately, but I couldn't get the shots that I wanted to get with my camera at the time. As I was really planning on doing some stuff with the ND filters and doing some long exposures, and I just had all kinds of ideas, and yeah, didn't get the shots, unfortunately. And then there's another story. There's another story with that particular setting. Now that I think about it, actually, I was able to get the shots for this particular instance, for this particular location at a later date. But what I'll do, I have a video of it on my personal YouTube channel. I will link to that in the show notes, and y'all can check out that video. It's pretty interesting, to say the least.
Well, that got cut short because I ended up stepping in a yellow jacket nest and got stung a handful of times. Shoot, they're still out here. And I've got to find safety.
But yeah, I did not get the shots in my original instance, and it really did piss me off. I was not happy about that. Had to walk all the way back to the car and drive all the way back home, and pretty much empty handed, if you will. So what did I learn from that? Always have your SD cards with you and put something in place to where you're ready for, I guess you can say, disaster, and, you know, and be able to have some type of disaster recovery plan in place. For me, it meant a couple of things. So let me grab my camera here. Right now, my camera's back here behind me on the bench there. And if I just pick it up, you'll see that the door right there where the SD card goes, the door is open. That is something that I do every single time when I come back from a shoot, whether it's with a client or whether it's just something from a personal project. If I take the SD card out, I leave that door open and sit the camera down and take the SD card to do my unloading and so on and so forth, processing, whatever. And even when I'm done with the SD card, like this one, there's one here, I will just sit that SD card right down on my desk or what have you, or somewhere next to the camera. Every now and then I will put it back into the camera. But at the same time, even when I put it back into the camera, I will leave that door open on the camera until it's time to shoot. Because when I see that door open, that's a signal for me to say, hey, do you have an SD card? So if I see the SD card is in there, great. I close the door, throw the camera in the bag. If I don't see an SD card in there, I know to grab one. The other thing that I will do is I now have SD cards in my car. Yes, I have backup SD cards in my backpack most of the time, but just in case I don't have one in my backpack, I have one in my car. Now, I'll stick it in the glove box or stick it in like the center console. Most of the time, it's actually in the glove box, because there are times where you could be out and about shooting and SD cards will fail. You'll have your SD cards, but they'll fail. And you pick up another one and maybe it fails too. So what are you going to do? I'll go back to my car and get another card just in case I need another option. So that's a bit of my oops experiences. And man, like I said, it happened to me twice. It has not happened to me a third time. I will not be out and about on a scene without having my storage with me to be able to capture the shots. Even down to my video, when I'm working a video project, my camera that I'm speaking to right now is a cinema camera. I am able to record to a solid state drive, not a large SSD, but it's Samsung T5 SSD. It's only about 3 inches in length, and it's an external drive, but I can also record to UHS 2 SD cards inside of that camera as well. I will have it backups of that as well. Just same type of practice to make sure I do not forget to have my storage with me or have some type of disaster recovery plan in place. So thank you, Mr. Joe, for sending that over. This is a great idea. Hey, the rest of you, I want to hear from you. Do just like what Mr. Joe did, and also give him a follow over on Instagram. It's Joe Hawk Photography. I will stick a link in the show notes for that. But yeah, do like he did. Send an email to hop@twit.tv with a link to your video so I could check it out and download it, and make sure you give me your consent to use the video just as he did. And now, granted, I had to trim his video back a little bit because it was a touch long. So I had to trim it back a little bit to where it'd be usable for a quick segment here on the show. But I'd love to hear from y'all if you're interested in sharing. And if you have any other tips, be sure to share that too, because other folks in this hands-on photography community may be interested in that and may learn a little bit of something from you as well. So send that on over to hop@twit.tv with the link to your video where I can download it, and we'll go from there. Okay. All right. That's going to do it for this week's episode. Man, I hope that's been helpful. Good grief. It just sort of, my heart rate's up just a little bit thinking about those past experiences, since they were not good. I was a bit angry. I was a bit angry at the time, but I hope this has been helpful for you all. Shout out to Mr. Hawk for sending that over to me. Shout out to my awesome editor, Mr. Victor, for making me look and sound good each and every week here on the show. And shout out to you, the hands-on photography listener that continues to share the show out with everybody that you know, even your enemies. I appreciate all of that support. And I also appreciate you giving me a follow over on Instagram. So go to Instagram right now and search for Ant Pruitt or Ant underscore Pruitt. That's my handle. Give me a follow there. Share your images with me over there. Just tag me on some of your favorite shots. I love seeing what you all are shooting and some of your experiences. It's pretty awesome to see the progress that you all have made. And just y'all are some pretty good photographers. It's some good stuff. Sweet. All right. That's going to do it. You all continue to be safe out there and create and dominate. And I will catch you next time.
Hey, I'm Rod Pyle, editor of Ad Astra magazine, and each week I'm joined by Tarek Malik, the editor-in-chief over at space.com, in our new This Week in Space podcast. Every Friday, Tarek and I take a deep dive into the stories that define the new space age. What's NASA up to? When will Americans once again set foot on the moon? And how about those samples from the Perseverance rover? When are those coming home? What the heck has Elon Musk done now? In addition to all the latest and greatest in space exploration, we'll take an occasional look at bits of spaceflight history that you probably never heard of, and all with an eye towards having a good time along the way. Check us out in your favorite podcatcher.